Vigol Bhakta Vrinda. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Namo Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Let me all very warmly welcome you to our fifth session of this Living Name in Depth online course. As we go along through the various concepts and practices, I feel strongly a sense of community building up. A real community amongst people happens when they are joining together on the spiritual platform, on a platform where they worship the Lord, and where they discuss very deeply about this very, let us say, deep and profound spiritual practice of chanting. I would like to quickly introduce, like I always do, the format of this online course, because we always have new people join us. We will spend the first half hour to lay the fundament for the practice which we will do afterwards. This time we will talk about the power of Sankalpa. It's an inner wiring which you do before you chant that helps you while you do the practice. It helps you really to create a new mind and a new take on your practice of chanting. The next half hour is dedicated to a practical session where we will apply what we have heard and hopefully make a new experience I say hopefully, but I'm very confident actually that it will happen, because I do get a lot of feedback from those who participate and who say that they try things out and then really make deep experiences. And then I would like to dedicate some part, maybe half an hour, maybe a little less today, for the question and answer session. Get blessings for this session, to get some extra strength, I would like to continue to chant the next verse, in fact, of this wonderful work of Srila Rupa Goswami. It's called Namashtakam. I will quote from the commentary of Srila Baladev Vidyabhushana, because it's quite something which we will hear today. So let us chant. I will just... Ready? Yat Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishtayapi Yad Brahma Sakshat Kriti Nishtayapi Vinasham Ayati Vinana Bogai Vinasham Ayati Vinana Bogai Apaiti Nama Spuranena Tate Apaiti Nama Spuranena Tate Prarabdha Karmeti Viroti Veda Prarabdha Karmeti Viroti Veda. So this verse answers a question. See, in ordinary cases, Prarabdha Karma can be exhausted only by going through it, experiencing the results. But when the holy name is worshipped exclusively, even the Prarabdha Karma gets destroyed without having to experience the results. So let us hear the translation. Prarabdha Karma does not leave the living entity without him experiencing its results. This is true even in the case of those who possess firm or uninterrupted direct experience of Brahman. However, O Harinam, the Vedas loudly proclaim that the same Prarabdha Karma is immediately driven out by your appearance on the tongue. I like this. The Vedas loudly proclaim it. Rupa Goswami has used for this verse a meter which is called Indravrajra, that is Indra's thunderbolt. It's a thunderbolt declaration. There's another meter in the last two lines. It's Vaman's thunderbolt. That's really something which is declared with emphasis. Let me just explain that according to one perspective on karma, there are three kinds of karma: Sanchita karma, Kriyamana karma, and Prarabdha karma. Sanchita is that portion of your karma that comes from acts in previous lives and that will mature in a future life. Not now, in a future life. Then there is Kriyamana karma, that's karma which you create now with your activities And then there is prarabdha karma. And that's the karma we are mostly concerned with, because it comes, it's caused by actions in a past life that has begun to fructify and is therefore experienced right now. For instance, your body. That's the result of prarabdha karma, or a manifestation of prarabdha karma. All the little things which do not work, prarabdha karma. The way your nose is bent to the left side and not so beautiful, prarabdha karma. Limited intelligence, everything, prarabdha karma. So usually that is karma you just need to tolerate, you need to go through with, you need to experience. But when you take to the chanting, and I will in a moment detail what type of chanting, then even that gets changed. Now, Baladev Vidya Bhushana is explaining how your chanting must be so that you can change your present karma. What he says is there must be three things in place. First of all, you must exclusively dedicate yourself to the holy name. This doesn't necessarily mean that you chant from morning till night. It just means that you have faith that this is a very, this is the supreme spiritual practice, the holy name. Then you should chant avoiding the 10 offenses. That is the second quality. And now comes what we will deal with today. You must be anxious and eager to attain the Supreme Lord. See, without this intention, this eagerness, this inner orientation, your efforts in chanting will not bring you to the goal of Krishna. It's just like rowing. I am very expert in the rowing because I come from an island, or I grew up on an island. When you start rowing, you have to make clear to yourself where you want to go. Just moving the oars left and right, left and right, left and right, might well lead you to going in circles. Only when you have a goal in your mind and something which you want to attain will your efforts, your strengths, your endeavors which you put into the art of rowing bring you to the goal. So Baladev Vidya Bhushana says, if you wish to make true the statement that your prarabdha karma will change, that means that your life changes in significant ways, in a positive way, these three things must be intact. No? You must have exclusive faith in the practice, avoid the 10 offenses, and be anxious in your chanting to reach Krishna. Then it works like a thunderbolt. Whether it's Indra's thunderbolt or Vaman's thunderbolt, a thunderbolt can crack even granite. So even your prarabdha karma, which can be very severe, it can manifest in always doing wrong things and not being on the lucky side of things, on being highly conditioned and not able to get yourself doing that which you have already understood to be good for you. All this unlucky karma can go by this practice. For me, when I sit down to chant, I always see an opportunity has come to rewire myself. I'm purposefully using this expression I'm thinking of neuroscience, where it says neurons which fire together wire together. What it means in simple language is if we do the same things all over again, we are somehow creating connections in us that make us do the things again and again and again. Therefore, in Indian language, it says, it's easier to move the Himalaya mountains to the left than it is to move a character. It's because we are habituated. We have created deep sanskaras. We have wired ourselves in a certain way. And if we want to do things in a more favorable way for our spiritual life, we need to address ourselves on the level of our habits, of our mental and physical habits. We need to change that, and then we can chant. Is there anything that can easily break a habit? Is there something in our tradition that can easily help us to get out of the old mold? Yes, there is. It's called Sankalpa. I discovered this principle when I was really in need. I had, together with a few of my devotee friends, undertaken a project which we kept secret, but it leaked out, and therefore I can say it here. We wanted to do a circumambulation of the sacred mountain Govardhan, but not by walking. We wanted to do it by paying our dandavats. Then when we had ended with one prostration, we would start where the hands were marking the ground, do the next prostration, and in this way circumambulate the 24 kilometers. It's quite an austerity to do it. It requires muscles. It requires resilience. It requires, more than anything, firm determination, especially when you have to go through areas which are populated with monkeys, or even worse, pigs, or even still worse, Indian traffic when you go through the streets of Govardhan town. Determination, something in the mind. And the way you do this, you muster up this, is by making a sankalpa before you start your practice. Sankalpa is variously translated as an inner orientation. You could almost say it's like an inner programming. It's like a solemn vow that you implant into your mind, and that will carry you through. However, and this should be written in capital letters, so that we really take note of this now. It's different than just the vows which sport people do, or other people who are ambitious to get a goal. Because in a sankalpa, at least the way you do it in spiritual circles, you are not calling upon your willpower, your own strengths. No. You are calling on higher power, on the strength and support of Krishna. There is a verse in the Bhagavatam. It gives us an idea how only by the blessings of Krishna the sankalpa which you put comes true. It says, a person who places his faith in me and who absorbs his mind in me, the fulfiller of all desires, will achieve his desired object, or the sankalpa, by that very means. The means, again, is placing it into Krishna's hands. Yes, that is in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam, 15th chapter, verse 26, in case you wish to study this a little bit. This is so important to say. You're calling on higher powers, on Krishna. But you do formulate an intent. You make known your intention. You collect yourself, in other words, before the practice. You don't just go with your daily thoughts and daily mind there. No, you sit down and you start to make the sankalpa. My dear Lord, I want to now enter my japa practice, where I dedicate this chanting to you. Please make true of your promise to accept your devotee. Then it will work. There is a very nice example of this. It's Prahlad Maharaj. If you study the Bhagavatam, you will find many examples of devotees who have, in very difficult situations in their lives, offered prayers. And there is a certain way in which they have done this. In a way, now, chanting is also a prayer, and I think to bring our chanting to a next level, we can learn a lot from Prahlad, how he chanted his prayers. You can imagine, Lord Narsingadev had just appeared out of the pillar. There was chaos in the palace. The skies were rent with flashes. Pss, 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 pss. There was his shrill laughter. The demon king, using magic, Hiranyakashipu, attacked him several times, and a fierce fight ensued where the Lord was really taking care of Hiranyakashipu. And after Lord Narsingadev had delivered Hiranyakashipu, the devatas tried to come forward, but they couldn't face that fierce form with a shrill laughter, whose tongue was moving forward like a dueling sword, wedge-like ears, and so on. So they sent Prahlad. Prahlad, yes, come for you to protect you, so you please pacify him. In that time, Prahlad stands before this form, so ferocious to look at. Can you imagine the anger of God? Oh, that is really anger. And he needed to collect himself. So there is a the Bhagavatam, a description how he collected himself, and I would like to read it with you. Astoshit daranim ekagra, astoshit darim ekagra, manasa susumahita, manasa susumahita, prema gat gadaya vacha, prema gat gadaya vacha, tanyasta hridayekshana, tanyasta hridayekshana. What did he do? Prahlad, with full attention and concentrated mind, his heart and sight fixed on the Lord. No, the heart was fixed on the Lord, the sight was fixed on the Lord. Began to offer prayers with a voice faltering because of prema. There are four elements here, three. He was fully attentive and concentrated his mind. If you want to make a sankalpa, you can ask for this. I wish to be fully attentive and concentrate my mind. But it was not just the physical, you know, sitting attentively and a mental activity, concentrating. His heart was engaged. His heart and his sight fixed upon the Lord. That's the second element. And then he began to offer prayers with a voice faltering because of prema. I think that we can't forcibly induce ourselves to do. But what we can definitely do is give full attention and concentration and fix our heart into the practice. Do it with your heart. No? I think you recognize what we have trained so far. Body, mind and heart. And he also looked upon the Lord and so on. And then naturally, as a result, prema arose in him, love arose in him. So, yes, this is something which I would soon like to lead you into a sankalpa, but I will request you to find your own sankalpa. I would just like to make one last comment before we go into this practice where we will build our own sankalpa, then chant with sankalpa around together. It is said when you read and study shastra or sacred scripture, you should think that you have a lifetime to study. Don't be impatient. Just feel, well, I have so much time. I will read and understand as I become more and more absorbed in the scriptures and more familiar with their way of thinking. However, when it comes to chanting, then you should think you have only this moment. Full presence, in other words, is absolutely required to break through the old habits, the old wiring, the old conditionings, the old habits, if you so want. This moment is there. Therefore, multitasking and chanting, laziness with the body, distraction with the mind, and indifference from the heart, these three things will not work. They have to be put aside. So, yes, Therefore, I request you, see also what we do, what we will do now, as a chance to maybe break through the wall of deeply entrenched habits. No? See it as creating a new wiring, a new habit. And you know, we have to all start somewhere. And I think with this, let us say, creative way of being just all online, and I know there are people in the Caribbean watching, there are people in America watching, there are people in Europe watching, in England and all over the place, even all of you who are in Russia doing this with a translation. Let us please focus and create a field where we will all participate in. And the field is established on one thing, sankalpa, intention, willingness. And that will make all the difference. That will hopefully convince the one whose name we chant that we are really sincere and serious. Good, I think we are ready for the practice. Let me just see here. Yeah. If you could please be so kind to make now time for the practice. Take your beads, if you have beads. If not, no problem. You can just sit. Sit straight. Align your physical body. Let's do a few deep breaths. In and out. And as we keep on breathing, we leave our busy life for a moment on the parking place, let it be, and just commit ourselves to be here, to chant japa together. There's one thing which we would like to do today before we chant. We will form a sankalpa, an intention. For that, please take a moment and think what you would like your japa to be. Is there maybe an area where you feel improvement would be appropriate? Or would you just like to follow the example which we have heard from the Bhagavatam, to chant with full attention and concentrated mind, with your heart and either your outer or inner sight or vision fixed on the Lord? Take this moment and just dig a little bit deeper. I know you will find something You can say it, this is what I would like my japa to be. Less distracted, more filled with presence, affection. I do not want to, how do you say in good English, give you your thought. It should be your own thought. It should come from your heart. Because, yes, this is the thing which you will take in a moment into an altar or to an altar. Think of one thing at a time, not many practices. I would like this, 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 this. No, one thing at a time. Yes, I found mine. It takes sometimes a little patience and the willingness to go deep. Good. I assume all of you have found what was appropriate for you to find. Now take this one intention to the altar of the Lord in your mind and declare in your mind, my Lord, please bless my desire to chant your holy name like so and so. Please sit down. Well, you're already sitting, but please, again, sit straight. You've gone to the altar of your Lord. You have declared some confidential desire in relationship to your chanting. We will now chant one round together. We will first chant in one voice together, and then I will give you a sign, and we will chant the remainder of our round alone in our own speed. First, we chant together. We will chant one mantra to request blessings. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. All of us together, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. We will now start to chant on our own, by ourselves, but in the mandali, the circle of chanters. However, I request you to again connect inside of you with your intention, your orientation implanted there, like a, yeah, for lack of a better word, an implant in your conscious mind. And this will be very, very good. It will inform from the subconscious mind, subconscious mind, you have to go really deep. It will inform your conscious chanting if you do this a few times. Okay, now on our own. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shivaitra Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Thank you very, very much. When we chant japa, it is said in various scriptures, one of them Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, that it should be done lightly, with the ease. Yes, we focus our mind. Yes, we sit properly. Yes, we try to bring our heart into a devotional space. But ultimately, it should be, let us say, the strength to do this. It comes from above, not from our own limited body and mind and heart. And a sankalpa is that exercise which brings us in contact with above. I told you earlier that I discovered sankalpa first when I did this Govardhan Parikrama by prostrations. There was one incident when the power of sankalpa kicked in, so to say, or please forgive me, my English is here not so accurate, when it was activated, that is the right way to say it. I had caught a typhoid fever. I can only imagine that my mouth must have come into a very unclean place in the dust, and somehow bacteria entered, and the typhoid fever was quite acute. I was sweating in the night. I needed to change the shirt 5 times, so much perspiration was coming. I had these splitting headaches, so typical for this type of ailment. And really, for I usually don't lie in bed with sicknesses, but I was felled like a tree and needed to stay under my mosquito tent. But somehow I could see that the sankalpa, which I had made in earnestness, was activated. And I understood, this is the only chance in my life, and I'm already taking the medicine against typhoid fever. It will go, it will go, it takes its time. So I might as well utilize my chance and continue. And I did it in style. It went very good. I was enthusiastic, very inspired. I had deep, deep spiritual insights, and I was just plowing through. Yes, so I agree that we don't, in some circumstances, it's good to let the stay in bed, but this was a special circumstance, at least for my in my mind, and for me it was my only chance to do it in this lifetime. And I thought the body will heal itself anyways. I have the medicine now which I take. Good. There were other situations where during this particular time, but I only want to give one example to make the point. If you plant a sankalpa, if you do it consciously, the way we have done it earlier, then, my dear devotees and my dear skeptics, if there are anyone, any one of you also here, the sankalpa will carry you, which is blessed by Krishna. Krishna will make it possible that you chant. His energy will bring your mind back. His energy will take care that you are persistent. And that's a wonderful, wonderful way to perform sadhana. As I'm speaking to you, I'm looking beyond the cameras out into the lake, which is before our little ashram. And now there are a few sailing boats coming by. They are sailing not on their own strength, but it's the wind which carries them forward. I wish all of you fresh wind in your sails. fresh energy, which might come from this idea of a sankalpa. If you wish to read more about this in your own reading time, it's discussed in the Living Name, and I will find the page for you just now. Yes, it is here. There is an exercise how to do it, but the discussion about sankalpa starts on page number one. Little moment still. Yes, here, 180. But the exercise, a little longer than the one which we did, starts on page 190. The Living Name, I think you have seen it in this book. That is something which I really, really want to give you today as a present. Please believe me, discovering this idea of sankalpa in the pages of the Bhagavatam, it is coming up several times, when, and especially it's described in the 11th canto, but it is common knowledge amongst spiritual traditions. That helps a lot. If you set an intent before you sit down and chant, it's almost as if you are framing the experience, and everything becomes more focused. Framing is here not the word. You know, when you have a photo camera and you're focusing the lens, and then, wow, it becomes very, very sharp and clear what you see. When you have a sankalpa, it focuses the lens of your body, the lens of your mind, the lens of your heart. And the beautiful thing about it is that it becomes activated on its own. Yes, it may need a little practice, but then it becomes activated on its own. In our next session, I want to give you a little bit more information how to build a sankalpa, and I will give you 6 traditional shlokas or verses which you can chant that can help you to create that seed of intention, that determination. But let us be clear about it. Deep spiritual realization and an easygoing life where you just don't care go ill together. It does not work. You will have to give your effort a goal in your life so that it goes. Yes, in the very beginning, everyone can just chant as they do. Even Ajamil, he chanted on his deathbed, indicating his son when he called Narayan. He was not putting an intent and a focus on the Narayan, the Lord. Yes, in the beginning that is certainly true. But no mantra will give you the full benefit if you do not learn how to chant it in an authorized lineage, a sampradaya, a parampara, where the teachings are added. In the beginning we don't hear about aparadas because, yes, everyone has to start where they are. Otherwise no progress would be possible for anyone. But then the merciful Lord, the merciful spiritual masters, the tradition give us all these beautiful things that make it easy to really come to a wonderful experience. Fine. This I wanted to say in between. There are now questions here which I want to address. I'm aware that maybe not all of you will be able to stay so long. I don't want to hold you, but at the same time I want to say, it's before I start the questions, to answer the questions, it's such a pleasure for me to be with you. Really, it's such an honor even. And I can see how I become truly alive doing this. We have two more sessions to go, only two more. Then you have made a full online course. Congratulations. I will give the announcements a little later, but let me now go to the questions. All glories to Prabhupada. I have a lack of eagerness to reach or meet the Lord. It is because I feel unqualified to meet the Supreme. What can you please advise me? Oh, I said it wrong. No, I said it right. It is, yes, because I... This needs to be addressed. When the student thinks, I will never pass the exam, he will never ever do the preparations. He will just be lazy and let the whole idea of excelling pass away. No one should feel that their mistakes or faults block them from coming closer to Krishna. In fact, there is a discussion which is recorded by Rupa Goswami between two devotees, and one devotee asked the other devotee, why do you worship Krishna? And the devotee answers. He gives three reasons. I hope I get them together. He says, my Lord sees the tiniest effort and tiniest or smallest good quality as something very important and magnifies it. And he tolerates, on the other side, the most intolerable offense committed against him and thinks it's insignificant. There was another reason, but just now I forgot. But this should give you sufficient encouragement. It should give you enough strength to move forward in your chanting. When you do this, when you think with confidence and with good hope, it will be really easy for you to move on. There is one purport which I always keep on my head. It is by Srila Prabhupada in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He says, the Lord is more eager that we come to him into the kingdom of God than we are. In other words, he cares for you. Here are other questions. Maharaj, thank you for helping to take Sankalpa. This one round was very connected to the Lord. Maharaj, how to remain connected to our intention when we tend to go in mechanical mode after two or three rounds? Kindly guide. How nice you say. Yes. You need to know the art of building a new habit. The old habit is you disconnect. And the way you build a habit of remaining connected is very simple. first step, become aware of your present state of chanting. Second step, move forward and see what is there that can move you forward to take the next step. And just maybe write it down. In our ashram, there is one devotee where he sits and does his typing seva. There are about, I've counted, 8 post-its which remind him of what he should do. But there is a problem with his post-it. They are of too high of a purpose, and therefore he doesn't do it. You have to break your intention down into doable steps, something small. Then you do this every day. I want to give an example. You have recognized that you become inattentive after 2 or 3 rounds, as you wrote. So what you do is a small thing. You say, whenever I notice that my mind goes, then I just catch it and bring it back. Just this small different thing will help you to rewire yourself, or as the neuro people would say, it helps you to fire new and then wire new. No, this simple one new thing, which breaks your old habit, is sufficient. Just whenever I notice my mind goes away, I bring it back. Then, as you do this, you will see a change, a transformation, which will encourage you to take on the next step. And in this way, in a spiral, you go higher and higher and higher. Also, when you wish to make a good chanting reform, I suggest you read literature which is on the subject matter of improving japa. Good. Here is another question. Hare Krishna Maharaj, is slow and clear chanting better or fast chanting at our pace? I once asked a devotee who chants every day a minimum of 64 rounds, how do you do it? Do you do really fast rounds? Do you complete them in a short time? Or do you, how do you do it? Because he did a lot of other things. And he said, Maharaj, this is not the question. The question is how to chant beautifully. It's not a matter of speed. Beautifully, what did he mean? He meant chanting in full Krishna consciousness, chanting in connection with Krishna. That is how we should chant. Now, I would recommend you, because you have such a question, that you alternate. Sometimes you may need to chant a little bit slower to be more focused and to come into the flow, and at other times then you need to chant a little bit more. You can, when you are in the flow, chant a little bit faster. More questions? But my mind was for a moment distracted, so I wish to repeat it again. And the, you can chant sometimes slower and just be totally there. And then the other time is you can go into a faster pace, but it should still remain beautiful. It should still remain fully focused. See, the heart is not a machine. The mind is not a machine. The human being is not a machine. Let us therefore not have the same paradigms which we, or same rules by which we judge machines. How fast are they? And so on. Let us use those criterias which are taking account of our human nature. And I like this. Chant beautifully. Chant connected. Chant devotionally. Here are more questions. In yesterday's class by Sutapa Prabhu, yes, I was there also. We heard that we can have the higher knowledge and also faith in the process of bhakti. However, if we have doubts whether we will reach the goal, despite having faith and practicing regularly, we still won't be able to attain the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 4:40, could you elaborate how we can overcome doubts? There are various kind of doubts in relationship to chanting, and I would like to boil these into two doubts. I would like to boil them down into two doubts. One is a doubt in the process. Is it really so powerful? And another group of doubts is a doubt in myself. Will I ever be able to change and elevate myself? So these two types of doubts need to be dealt with in an individual way. The doubts in relationship to the process can be dealt with by understanding more about it, reading more about it. And also, this is very important, by seeing the people who are doing it correctly. Either seeing them, reading about them, like, how much have we benefited from reading about Haridas Thakur's life, or about Narottam Das Thakur's life, or hearing about modern chanters who are very focused in their practice, chanting maybe together with them. I always like to make an exercise when I don't chant so well. I invite Srila Prabhupada in my chanting practice. That is really working. So the doubts in your own capability can only be erased by one thing. Practice, practice, practice. Do you know how many push-ups I can do? 12. If I want to make 15, I have to practice. There is no other way. When I started this push-up technique, I was finished after 1.5. Now I have increased it. In the same way, you must practice. Practice determines what you become next. You need to do it now. This is how you can deal with the doubt in relationship to yourself, whether you can do it. Yes. Here's a question from, oh yeah, Christian, Hari Bol. I know Christian affectionately, so I will say, what is the question? Can a sankalpa be a question which one desires to get an answer for? Or is it a goal to achieve? Yeah, Christian, you always have deep thoughts. I would say primarily the way it is used is as a goal to achieve. But an open-ended question can bring the clarity in your mind which you may need in order to really feel with every cell of your body for this what you would like to be. This open-ended questions like, what is really important for me at this point of my life, or what would be a way to get more determined in my spiritual life? I'm just thinking out loud some open-ended questions which require or which give a facility for an answer to come out, can help you to then be able to formulate your sankalpa very clear. Now, sankalpa doesn't always need to be a goal in the way we think of goals. Sankalpa can also mean, I want to be this. Well, that is a little bit like a goal also. What I want to say is, you don't need to always think of something in the future. I think a sankalpa should bring you into the present moment. Not that you always think, in the future I will be this, in the future I will be this, in the future I will be this. No, sankalpa means, I want to do this right now. And then you are in the present moment. You will see, if you bring your sankalpa to the altar of God, of Krishna, he will give the power to move even the Himalayan mountains at the space. So this would be my answer to your question. Thank you very much, though. I will certainly think a little bit more about it. There is another question, but I now have to really be in a hurry. Acha, oh yes. So here is someone from New York, Hari Bol, Hari Prasad. How can I make sure that Krishna accepts my sankalpa when I don't feel his energy carrying me? No. Or I felt it, but then it becomes too much to maintain. I don't feel his energy continue to carry me. I know in my heart the desire is so strong, but the mind is so weak. I often fail to find or receive Krishna's energy that ensures I reach the goal. When I do, it's incredibly satisfying, but even then I often feel it's a miracle that I just barely reached the goal by Krishna's mercy. I rarely experience the light ease that I would wish for. So how do I know Krishna accepts my sankalpa? And is there anything I can offer differently to better receive his shakti? This goes now a level deeper. Why are we always dissatisfied? Is there not every reason to celebrate in the moment that Krishna is right there in the heart? He's surrounding me. He's closer than my breath. And he watches me with deep intention, deep mercy. We Western people are driven people, driven by dissatisfaction, driven by the feeling I'm not good enough, driven by what we think is a mistake. But Krishna has a different perspective. Anyone who is on the path, he considers to be a sadhu, a saint, because he's rightly situated. He doesn't see the mountain of what we think we do wrong. He sees the spark of our good intention. Rest in that understanding. Visit that understanding, and you will see how the spark is soon a roaring flame. It took me a long, 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 long time to become a content person who rests in the understanding that Krishna is there. He is more a reality than all this with which my senses and my mind tells me. He's there, and he's only a second away. That is when I sincerely with Shraddha take to the process. Shraddha, Shra means heart, and Dha means I give my heart to him. And that comes in chanting, and especially in kirtan. This is a deep point. And here I would like to make a point which I think is very encouraging. Such deep points, let us say deep personal questions, need to be discussed on a personal level, because as you enter into further answers on this, you will go into deeper and deeper layers of the personality, which is best done in a spiritual counseling session, one-on-one. Here only I want to say that I think Krishna loves every chanter. He loves them. He's impressed. He puts a list. Ooh, Hari Prasad. And where does he keep that list? In his heart. This is the bhakti. Bhakti never asked the cave, how old is your darkness and how deep is it? Like a candle, it enters the cave of the heart, and bhakti brightens the heart so that you can feel the presence of Krishna in the here and now. And thus bhakti is at once able to bring us beyond space and time. But these are deep, deep, deep things which are opening up to the sincere chanter who tries his best and leaves the rest up to Krishna. So my answer to you is try your best. Let Krishna do the rest, in simple English words. I thank all of you very much. I would like to go to the remaining questions, but here are important announcements to do. Oops, I have to start here. we have today visitors, the Caribbean team, Mayapur and other parts of India, US, Russia, the entire team, Germany, Austria, Hungary even, Switzerland, Sweden, Croatia, and Serbia, and Bosnia, Slovenia, my God, we get exotic here, Chile, where's that, South America, UK. Then announcements. Unfortunately, the wisdom of the sages didn't work today. There were technical issues with Zoom. What it is that everyone jumps now into the internet, and it is not. It has some problems, some digestion problems. It was congested. New date is coming Tuesday, May 19th at 2 p.m. Central European Time. You can watch it on the Facebook page of Wisdom of the Sages. We will announce this also. Then in 1 hour at 3 p.m. CET time, I'm speaking at a wonderful online initiative for the benefit of HUK. Follow the link in the comments to attend it. You need a link for that. And then see you on Tuesday, May 19th at 8 p.m. CET for Kirtan Experience Course Part 5. In these 45-minute sessions, we explore the art of chanting mantras, you know, singing, or chanting the mantras, singing kirtans, we meditate, and we hear wisdom stories. Another, and this is the last announcement, if you watch the previous sessions of the Living Name online course, if you want to watch the previous sessions of the Living Name online course or of the Kirtan Experience, please visit my YouTube channel. The link is also can also be found in the comments. Yes. At the end, I will confess, I'm new to the world of internet. I always had a reserved distance to it. But now I understand I can go right into your homes. But I want to tell you, use it wisely. I have heard some friends whom I know have come into stress. Oh, so much is going on. What should I do? What should I take? What should I not take? Take what is most useful for you to build up your Shraddha, your faith, and then your practice ultimately. Because practice, that will bring you personally forward. I would like to thank you very, very much. Let us stay. We have two more things on, I can't believe it, for the Japa online course. All the best for you and Hari Bol.